this episode of Report This Post.
Hello to all of our beautiful and handsome patrons. Welcome to the latest bonus episode of Report This Post. My name is Geiger, and that is Christian.
Baby, I'm going to sign your pity on the runny kind.
And we're your host with the posts. What's going on over there?
You know, we haven't connected in a while. I've gotten a new neighbor here in the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
So, elderly man that used to live next door to me died a while ago. His house has been getting remodeled. I didn't realize it was on the market until a middle-aged woman just started moving stuff into there a couple weeks back.
Sweet.
Met with her. She seemed pretty nice. Whatever. So in normal white person stick my fingers and stuff fashion, I decided to go look her up online. I believe I sent her Facebook to you as well, if I'm not mistaken.
You did, yes.
And she is absolutely bonkers, crackers, wacky, insane. She is one of these people that will screenshot arguments she's having, apparently with the men that she's sleeping with, and post it onto Facebook and then like tag them in it and then continue the argument in the comment section of the picture that she posted on Facebook.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, like her mom is also commenting. So that's pretty cool. She has some sort of job that I don't know what she does, but she's almost never home. The other day she had the door of her house open. Music was playing pretty loud.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of like, okay, you know, she's rocking out or whatever. And I kept hearing this like ka-ching, ka-ching, like cash register noise kept going on. I was like, that's kind of weird. Went on for a while. Sun went down. I noticed that there's like a bright purple light coming out from the back end of her house. I'm pretty sure she does some sort of camming on the side, and that she was like on one of the websites where she was getting tips. And it was going ka-ching, ka-ching. Which, you know, hey, you know what? Sex work is work and whatever, but sure it is. This gal, I'll tell you, personally, I probably wouldn't be tipping her too much.
She seems like your kind of gal, honestly.
Oh,
yeah, you've gone on Tinder dates with several of these types of ladies, it feels like, the last few years.
Yeah, yeah, and I've learned my lesson.
Well, good news is one of them just bought a house next door. It's an odd move to just buy a house.
She moved from across the country. I don't even know if she saw this place before she moved here, which is crazy. But yeah,
so it's really weird to be doing that with just audible enough for everyone to hear it. It's unusual, I gotta say.
I guess just don't care, right? If you just don't care, if it's just like she's playing music to, yeah. I guess to mask the noise of the thing. I guess if you just don't care about it, that's fine.
Yeah, it's an odd choice, but hey, great, congratulations to your new neighbor, your new future love interest. Oh. I can't wait to see what happens moving forward with that.
Nope.
Sounds like a great time.
We're good. We're good.
That's cool. What else is going on? I was in Chicago recently.
Was that recent?
I don't know. I don't even remember what I did there, so I don't even know if I have anything to say about it.
We did an episode of Chicago, and then you went.
Yes.
And then you came back, and I think that's probably about the sum total of it.
Yeah, I don't have much to report. I walked all over the downtown of Chicago. Beautiful. Saw the big tower there. Walked past the Bean, the infamous Bean. But it was closed off.
Listen, we're shining up the Bean.
Yeah, the Bean is inaccessible at the moment, but you can still see it. It's not as big as I thought it was, to be honest with you.
What are we talking like?
Bigger Bean.
It's like the size of like a VW bus.
There's like two or three of those. I don't know.
Yeah, I would think it would be bigger.
I don't know. It was a fine Bean, I guess. I just didn't really. I don't know. I mean, Chicago's nice. Like walking down there, it feels like It's like any, just, you know, as we've talked about, it's just any of these old fucking cities. They're all, you got the old buildings. There's tracks. There's like homeless people. It's just all the same old shit, man. There's no.
It's like you said. It's just another city with brown buildings, and it's laid out poorly because it was never built to have. 100,000 people in it.
Yeah, you got ethnic whites that are just sort of being annoying, and yeah, your hipster types that are walking so seriously down the street, and it's like, all right, whatever, it's the same old shit. Why can't every city just be the best city in America of Tampa, Florida?
Where we just had a shooting recently because some guys got into an argument after drinking all night.
So we're almost close to Chicago, which has about 70 of those a fucking weekend, it feels like. But yeah, it's funny to think of like walking in the just downtown Chicago and just thinking of all the like public and guys being like, it's a war zone at all times. Like as I'm walking past like a maca place.
Yeah, it's, yeah, like, I know. It's just, like a bunch of teens dressed like a K-pop group, and you're like, oh my god, it's World War III over here.
Well, it's not where I'm going. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe those guys aren't talking about exactly where I'm at. There's a Nutella store, which was stunning to see. I didn't know people gave a shit about Nutella. There's like a Nutella cafe in Chicago, whatever the fuck that even means. Why is that a thing? Don't care about Nutella. I'll say it. I'm not afraid to admit it. Never been a fan.
No, I'm good. I don't need, what is it? It's not almond. What the hell is it?
It's hazelnut.
I'm good. I'm good on that.
It's a bunch of horse shit, that hazelnut stuff.
Folks, sound off below on
favorite nut. Brazil nut? Or do you refer to it by a different name? Our listeners at home. Do you know the alternative name for a Brazil nut, Christian?
No, what is it? Is it a slur?
It is, yes.
Is it a slur? I bet it's a slur.
Yeah, just go ahead and type in Brazil nut slur, and you'll get a good idea for what they call it.
I have an idea that I just...
Or Brazil nut and then toe. Now, put a different word in front of toe.
I get it. I get it.
And someone decided Brazil nut was better.
There's a whole episode. What is this? Episode 563.
What? Of what?
Of the...
The nut podcast?
No, it's some show. It's some show about race.
Oh, great. I'm really glad that they're finally... Someone out there is finally talking about race. Have we figured out... Is it a race ranking show? Do they really... Like, we're going to finally get down to the best. We're going to finally rank the best races in America.
All I know is it's
Guy Fieri hosting.
It's on Earwolf, so it can't be good.
Great. Well, I think we got the particulars out of the way. Why don't we read some goddamn posts?
Wonderful. This comes from over on the R Red Scare Pod subreddit.
Ooh, speaking of podcasts that tackle the hefty issue of race.
I am the guy who takes women out on dates and annoys them. I did it again. I have been really sad lately, so to cheer myself up, I matched with a girl on Tinder and decided to try out this Wigger character that I've been workshopping. I bought some Jordans and some oversized shirts and jeans and picked her up blasting Mafia N-Words by 3-6 Mafia. I had it on loop, and I drove her to a restaurant that was 20 miles away. The restaurant is Chili's. After the third loop, she asked me if we could switch songs, and I just turned up the volume and said, nah, I needs to get in my zone, pimp. I also finished every sentence with pimp or nah, I'm saying. When we got to the restaurant, I ordered a ton of food, like $80 worth, and eventually and even casually ate off of her plate at some point. I then whipped out a flask and said it had lean in it, and I kept telling her to try it, knowing she wouldn't. I then told her I had to go to the bathroom and just left the restaurant. Made me feel so much better. I needed that.
Yeah, no, this is about the most king shit imaginable.
It's like, I'm feeling really down. I think I'm going to pretend to be somebody completely different and abandon a woman at a restaurant. So
yeah, I'm going to dress like fucking what's his face from Napoleon Dynamite with my my do-rag on. Yep. Yep. dating LaFonda, I believe.
Yep.
The kind of thing that feels like would be considered heavily racist.
I don't think you could get away with the that this point.
LaFonda. Good shit. Is Napoleon Dynamite problematic? That is a hilarious idea for an article. Yeah, good move by this guy. I don't remember ever doing anything quite this egregiously annoying, but I definitely remember annoying women on dates and having fun doing it.
Like purposely? Yeah.
Just like knowing that this is going to be a disaster. What am I doing? Why is this going on? I guess I'll just have some sort of fun with it. But he's taking it to a whole nother level.
Yeah, he's like planning out. He's scoping the whole thing out in order to have like the worst experience ever. But you know what? She's going to talk about that for the rest of her life. So
yeah,
he's done her a favor, actually.
She's going to discuss it with her therapist. And she's like, I was traumatized.
Yeah, and she and the secretly gay guy that she's eventually going to get engaged to.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it a lot, too.
Yeah, it's a good move. I totally encourage to annoy women as much as you can.
Folks, it ain't hard, let me tell you.
Yeah, and it's only going to come back around, so just enjoy it while you can. While you can get away with it. Have some fun. Annoy abroad. Why not, right? They still might fuck you. That's the great thing about
That's the crazy thing. You could be the worst piece of shit to somebody and they still might fuck you.
Some women are really dumb. You got to really appreciate that. So do it. Have fun. She might even be like, oh my God, he's so interesting. He's so different. He has like this ethnic quality to him that I find so fascinating.
Yeah, he's kind of jiggy with it, if you know what I mean.
It's like I'm entering the Willennium all over again.
That is a very white woman thing to say. Yes.
You got to get jiggy with it, folks. Boy, how many, that reference went on for quite a while.
Way too long. Way too long.
We were into like 2007 when it was still like, oh, the white dad on the sitcom said, you guys want to get jiggy with it?
Yeah.
And they were right to do so, because goddamn was it funny.
And now it's probably coming back to something about Big Willie style.
Mm. Well, after that incident at the Oscars, remember that? Remember he was got jiggy with it.
He got a little too jiggy with it for a woman that doesn't love him.
Now some folks might say he did by violently attacking someone else, he didn't get jiggy with it. He got something that rhymes with jiggy.
Okay, all right. Yep. Sensing a theme here for this episode. Yep.
This is from Reddit. Am I the asshole for asking my girlfriend to leave a function / restaurant for asking if there is different food? She's a very picky eater and pretty much only eats like five things: McDonald's, chicken strips, mac and cheese, and frozen pizza. So we were with some of my friends, and his girlfriend spent all day cooking us an amazing meal. As we were all sitting there eating, she has an untouched plate, and my friend's spouse asks her if everything is okay. She says, yes, I'm just a very picky eater. And she then offered to cook her something else. And my girlfriend got up from the table to go to the kitchen with her. I pulled her to the side and asked her why she would do that. And it was best if you just go. One other time, with just the two of us at a nice restaurant, the same thing happened. It has been a massive fight every time. She insists that people are fine with it, but I find it embarrassing and incredibly rude. Davy Dumplings said, "What kind of asshole shows up to a dinner party, sits at the table, and has the host serve them a plate of food knowing full well they have no intention of so much as trying a bite? This isn't being a picky eater. It's about being incredibly rude. I wouldn't be with someone like that." And Grumble of Pugs responded, "What kind of asshole brings their girlfriend over to his friend's house knowing and having arguments about eating habits in the past and says nothing to the host beforehand?" So, several different viewpoints.
Yeah, a couple different things. That's a real damned if you do situation. Yeah. With that one. Boy.
Yep.
That does. I don't like that though. As a parent of a small children, you understand. Insanely frustrating when you're out somewhere or you're like at somebody's house. And the kid's like, you order something and the kid's like, "Oh, I don't want this." It's like, it's literally what you asked for. I can't imagine doing that with like an adult person.
Yeah.
You can't be okay.
Here's the thing. You're allowed to be a picky eater with your own food, right? The food you eat at home by yourself or whatever. When you're at someone's house or at some sort of restaurant with people, you have to get over it. That's how it works. Just want to eat ravioli at home or chicken nuggets. Fucking go nuts, man. But when you're in public or at someone's house, that's not the time to do it. You can't do it anymore. You're not allowed. You just can't be that kind. "Oh, I'm just a picky." You're like, no, you're a fucking retard. You can't do that. That's not allowed. You can't be a baby. Like, I feel like even a lot of kids would just, I mean, it's different with kids, but it's like, yeah, I'll just suck it up and eat. I'll do my best. Like, even a lot of kids will just be like, fine, I'll do it. I'll do the best I can. But a grown-up being like, nope, not going to do it.
Try to convince your 35-year-old wife, like, just give me one bite.
Mm-hmm. Just eat one bite, and then we can go home, and we can play. Sorry, no, you can't leave the table.
You'll sit here all night.
Take a bite of your green beans. No, I don't wanna.
The other couple starts cleaning up the table around you. It's like, we'll find you guys. Don't worry.
You're gonna clean up your own mace, okay? I don't care if you don't like it. No, we're gonna sit here all night. No, we'll see you guys later, okay? You guys go play Cards Against Humanity. we'll join you once Patricia takes a bite of her food.
Yep, that's it.
That is sad.
It has happened. So much.
Yeah. Yeah, it is really annoying when you take the kids to a restaurant and you're like, all right, here's their options. They're like, oh, great. Grilled cheese. That sounds awesome. And then it arrives and they're like, fuck this shit.
I didn't want this. And it's like,
you're like, I just paid $12 for a fucking grilled cheese. You better eat it. Like, you wind up eating it and then you're like, that fucking sucked. It's like, yeah, no one in the restaurant wants to make that shit.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
They picked the worst fucking food they had.
Yeah, we got grilled cheese, we got a quesadilla made with the same exact cheese, and then we got plain noodles with margarine on them. That's what our children's menu is.
It is hilarious to, like, if you're ever forced to eat your kid's food at a restaurant, how actually bad it is. It is hilarious. No one wants that. It's clearly just, these assholes brought their kids, we have to give them something. And it's just dog shit every time. And the kids either don't care or throw a fit, so... It's great every time.
And sometimes both, which is really incredible. So,
yeah.
Good God Almighty. Well, good luck to this couple.
Say. Great future ahead.
User Crackhouse Bob posted this to our crippling alcoholism. My tolerance is getting expensive. 20 tall boys on Tuesday, 18 yesterday. I don't get a buzz until at least 8 or 9. $50 a day going to alcohol. I'm broke again, so going through withdrawals now. My apartment is disgustingly filthy. I'm probably going to hire a cleaning service that specializes in extreme situations like hoarders or addicts because there is dried blood and vomit that normal cleaners won't want to deal with. I spoke to a company already, and they are booked for the next 2 weeks. I was a little surprised when I described my situation. He says he sees it all the time. I don't feel like such a degenerate knowing that there are other people living like me. Chains and Feathers commented, switch to vodka, $16 per handle. The OP replied, here in Canada, a handle of vodka is $60. So Chains and Feathers suggested this. Can you distill your own? Something. I guess I should note here that Crackhouse Bob has not posted in over 2 years since making this post.
Clearly, he's turned things around, right?
Yes, that's right.
That's why he stopped posting. Not because he was found in a puddle of blood and vomit.
Surrounded by 20 tall boy cans of Iron City Light or whatever the hell he's drinking up there.
That's a curious way to be an alcoholic.
You 20 know? Tall boys, that's, whew, that's a lot.
Yeah, you like a tall boy of like what? You get like a PBR or something like that. It's like 4.5% alcohol.
Yeah, it's like drinking a standard beers, right? So,
but it's like usually I just think of these guys as being like, you know, grain alcohol.
Oh,
like,
I see. Everclear, yeah, well,
and shit like that. This guy's like, he's really chipping away at the whatever. And if I were to be a deranged alcoholic, this is the way I would do it. Would just be like, yeah, just have like a steady, slight buzz throughout the day, you know? So this is what he's doing. Unfortunately, he's doing it too much because now it takes 2 4-packs to even get going, you know? That's a bad sign.
He's like, yeah, I really want to up my caloric intake while I'm drinking as well.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, how many calories, like, PBR tall boy calories? How much are we talking here? That's 200 calories per can. So it takes him 1,600 calories to even, like, get a buzz going.
Hey, but he's probably not eating a lot then. So he's hitting his
it's true.
4,000 calories a day.
Yeah, his macros are perfect. Yeah. I'm sure he's keeping track of all that. Let's see, my protein, carbs, a lot of carbs. Might just be the 64 cans of beer I'm having a day. Might have something to do with that.
My sugar is really high. Yeah. I wonder what that's all about.
Not a lot of fiber. Might want to consider adding a supplement or something.
I don't think this guy probably has any problem going to the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, he has problems. It's horrible. It's horrible problems. But
the problem is that he can't stop.
Yeah. Just a stream. I wonder if it's carbonated when it comes out of his asshole. Just so much CO2 in his body. He just takes his shit, looks down, and just a nice brown head in the toilet bowl. Like, wow,
he's got shit down the side of the bowl.
It's like just a big pint of Guinness in his toilet. It's black and tan in here. A lot of black.
A lot of it. Yeah.
Hey, this one's from Tumblr. White people and skinny people have worked in tandem to shrink the perception of what a fat ass is so much in a way that practically no one actually fat gets called out for having a fat ass so much as skinny bitches and twigs that has a mere visible curve on their behinds that wouldn't hit bone if you slapped it hard. It's really both racist and fat phobic because white people made fun of black people and possibly others for having fat asses or asses that don't look like Hank Hill's until black people helped start to make fat asses more sexy to the general mainstream, aka white people. And all the skinny little racist white bitches wanted in on it too when they were just making fun of us for it 10 or so years ago when the change started occurring. Meanwhile, fat people aren't even seen as sexy for having often much bigger asses with stretch marks and folds and such because they're attached to a fat body rather than some skinny white e-girl looking bitch. Now you get people acting like Reagan or whatever his name is from Mob Psycho 100 got a fat ass these days among everyone else that conveniently are never fat and hardly ever not white. Hashtag racism, hashtag fat phobia. A lot of truth said there.
Well, there's a lot of words.
Mm-hmm.
That's
certainly
for sure.
Words. Not a lot of punctuation, but that's fine. Who needs it? Yeah, good shit.
So it's fat phobia because white e-girls want to have a big ass but be skinny, and that's also racist.
That's right. Usually how it works.
They want a Hank Hill ass. Hey, speaking of my neighbor, huh? Hank Hill ass.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Black people help start make fat asses more sexy. Boy, you know, I don't understand that. I never had a body thing. Like, I think it's a lot easier for guys because you're just like, yeah, I'm just, you know, shaped like Captain Lou Albano from the WWF. What do I care?
Sure.
I don't give a shit. And meanwhile, women are constantly being told what they need to look like. So,
by other dumb women, yeah. Yeah, women are fucking retarded. I agree.
Ladies, you know what you need to look like? You should try to look more like Sonic the Hedgehog. Get some guys that way, I'll tell you what. A lot of guys out there looking for a gal looks like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Giant blue spikes all going down your spine, I guess. White gloves.
Don't know exactly how that works. Is it skin? Is it fur? I don't know. I don't think they know.
Well, he's a hedgehog, so I'm guessing they're... I've never really thought about it, but yeah, those quills? Are supposed to be quills, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're like triangular shaped.
Let's get Jaleel White on here and have him sort it out. The official voice of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Unfortunately, not in the movie.
No, we got a member of the tribe voice.
Mm-hmm. Member of the tribe replaced an African American. Hmm.
Wonders never cease.
Huh? There's a lot about a lot. Say that much.
Someone went to Cora to ask how many people have drank urine.
Mm.
Lawrence Blair answered. I had a friend of mine. We're in his living room. It was me, him, and his wife. I was wearing leggings, and his girl was complimenting me on my ass. And he said, "Fuck it. You want to be a girl on your knees and suck this cock?" While I was sucking, his girl walked over and sat on the back of my head and bounced up and down a couple times, making me gag. And then he blew his load in my mouth. I was ready to get up, and he said, "Keep sucking." So I did. A couple minutes later, he started to piss in my mouth, and he said, "Start swallowing." So I drank all his piss down. He has had me do this many times since, especially when him and his friends have card night. Then I'm under the table all night, and they're naked from the waist down, a lot of piss drinking and dick sucking. Great. Here's some other questions that Lawrence has answered. Has someone ever farted in your mouth? I'm straight, but I want my cock sucked by a man. How do I make this happen? And why does my husband insist on wearing women's leggings even after I've repeatedly told him that they don't turn me on? They disgust me. So.
Hmm. Well, you gotta have interests.
Yeah, you know. Oh, guys can't have hobbies anymore? Know? Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
My wife's always nagging you. You gotta get on the computer and talk with your buddies and have some convos. Meet some interesting people. You know, the World Wide Web introduces you to folks all over the world. You get to hang out with them and talk to them and make friends. All you got to do is dial up on your phone, and next thing you know, you're talking to a guy from Australia about pissing in his mouth.
That's you're talking about our pal Christian who's been on
the show. That's right. Haven't heard from Christian. Well, I'm guessing he's chugging piss as we speak. What's that guy up to? Is he throwing a shrimp on the Barbie right now?
Oh shit. Okay.
Sorry, that was basically a slur.
Oh damn.
Things I've ever said. Saying a lot. Even just in this episode.
What else did they do to is he having a freaking Foster's probably?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
More than likely, he's probably playing Fortnite or something.
Yeah.
Or Roblox.
It's not even like funny. He's just playing a fucking video game. This stupid ass accent. Piece of shit. Hey, one more post, folks. And you might sense a theme. This one's from rawconfessions.com. I don't think this is very common. Certainly isn't mentioned here very often. I like having a beautiful girl pee in my mouth. I like the taste. And sometimes I drink my own while fantasizing about a girl. Just another way to enjoy a beautiful woman. I find that women aren't really into it. Some people drink pee for health reasons. I've maybe had 6 or 7 women pee in my mouth.
Oof.
Not into any scat stuff at all. User Wishboned responded, totally nothing wrong with drinking urine. This is something a lot more common than you might imagine. I looked up Wishboned, and I found this comment he made on another thread. Cock sucking has very little to do with being gay. Does driving a car make you Dale Earnhardt?
Okay. Okay. You know that's the way. Oh, okay. So everybody gets on an airplane as DB Cooper then, huh? Is that what you're saying? Okay. All right. So I suck one cock and I'm gay. Oh, okay.
I suck 57 cocks and I'm gay now. Huh? You frequent a few glory holes and suddenly you get labeled.
Oh, and I'm gay. I'm missing my kid's freaking graduation because I'm sucking cock and I'm gay.
Must be nice to just label people whatever you want, whenever you want. S/ for sarcasm. Sorry. Great. Bye, everybody.